Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 72 of the Scare Track Podcast. You heard just a snippet there of the song Motormouth by Bad Mary. Bad Mary are Scare Track Podcast episode 72 sponsors, so thank you so much to Bad Mary. Guys, stick around to the end of the show where you'll be able to hear that song in full and all the details on how to listen to the rest of Bad Mary's music. Some really good stuff. So, episode 72 will be, unfortunately, the last episode of 2017. But don't worry, like I said in the last episode, we are coming back in 2018 with a bigger team, loads more events, loads more interviews coming up, and like I say, we go live early January. If you missed the last episode, stick around to the end of the show where I'll be explaining how you can listen to us, guys, during our live show. So, episode 72, like I say, is another on-location episode, and this time we were back at Warsaw Scare Maze for their Christmas event, Bad Santa's Twisted House. So, let's take you back to the 20th of December, 2017. Take a listen. Enjoy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Good evening, guys. Hello and welcome to another on-location episode. We are here in Warsaw in the West Midlands. Oh, we've got some good tunes on as well. Sorry for copyright reasons. We are here for Bad Santa's Twisted House by the Warsaw Scare Maze Company. The guys that brought us the Groundsman back at Halloween, their very first attraction. We are here, like I say, in the middle of Warsaw at the Lion Bar and Club. And Hannah's having a dance. I'm with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well, thanks.
You enjoying the music?
I am.
Yeah. And you've also got a new toy you're recording us on. You've got a new GoPro.
Yeah, we got a GoPro for Christmas from Martin.
Thank you very much, tag along Martin. And speaking of Martin, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good, thanks.
You excited about Bad Santa's Twisted House?
Yeah.
Cool. And thank you for the GoPro. Very kind of you. So yeah, guys, check out on our Facebook and YouTube channel. We'll be having some sort of what we call like Scare Track raw material on our GoPro. Check out the YouTube and Facebook page where you'll be able to check out our, we're sort of testing it out at this event, and then it'll be on full swing in the new year with lots of other new cool stuff as well, including our another new recruit, Miss Kate Monroe. We've got to say the full name to get more likes. Kate, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm feeling festive. I'm ready to go.
Festive, listening to Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
People grinding everywhere. I mean, watermelons throwing around. Anyway, so yeah, we're also with Zoe, little sister of Kate Monroe. Does she speak?
Hello.
You excited?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're like Martin. Get on well. No words, hardly any words. But we'll talk to you all afterwards after we go through. I'm not too sure if we can record in this one. I think we can. So if we can, we'll give you just a few snippets, the best bits of the attraction. We're really looking forward to it. Like we say, we were here for the Groundsman a couple of months ago, and we were all quite blown away by the Groundsman, weren't we? That end scene, Kate, was awesome.
It was epic.
Good work. Good work, good word for epic. Would you describe the epic, your dancing, would you describe epic as the finale scene here for the Groundsman last year?
Epic.
Epic, treat. Hannah, epic?
Epic.
Zoe, epic?
Yeah. epic. Right, so it was really fantastic end scene, really worth coming down here just for that, never mind the whole sort of 15 minute attraction. So Bad Santa's Twisted House, it's been dubbed as an 18 plus. It has adult themes, which is quite exciting. We do like a sort of Bad Santa feel, so we're not too sure what to expect, but like I say, join us for the ride, and we'll see you on the other side when we chat about Bad Santa's Twisted House here at the Walsall Scare Maze. See you in a moment, guys. Okay then, guys, we are now about to go through Bad Santa's Twisted House at Walsall Scare Maze. Join us for the ride.
It's coming my hole. Okay, come in here, stand against the wall, please. You should be used to that. Back up the wall. Mind the ramp. Listen very carefully, a few rules here, okay? There is no filming, no photography. You will not touch my actors, however, my actors will touch you. Lovely, wait here. Because some slag will come and get you. Some beautiful sex toys for all the other boys and girls, and we need special parts from different people. Now, you don't really have movies, but we do have some units. So you just have to be careful, because Santa may try a little treat. It's okay, I've seen this one. It's much bigger than this. I can't wait to sit on your face and teach you to lip read. Okay, so down you go through the corridor. I cannot wait for this.
Did you see him? Did you see him? Oh, yeah. Santa, did you see him?
Oh, I haven't seen Santa.
Oh, dear God, I pray that you don't. Oh my God, if I don't wear this ridiculous costume, it beats me. But I think there are still people that are alive. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anybody. I've been in this room for weeks. And the music plays night and day. He's trying to drive us all mad. He doesn't know. I've got another way. He doesn't know. You've got to go this way. And please, at least look out for each other. Please, I pray to you God that you get out alive.
To cut them off, but it's not having them. You might cut yours off as well, you know. Cheat you on me out there, don't we? I bet you're the same as well, aren't we?
Oh, yes, Daddy, my home!
It's pretty dark. The mannequin just scared me.
That's a wall.
That's good.
This is cool.
It's like the beginning of Gladiators. Right then, guys, so we have just come out of Bad Santa's Twisted House here at Warsaw Scare Maze in Warsaw, and it was exactly what it says on the tin. There's a Bad Santa, and it's his Twisted House. It was a little bit naughty, tongue-in-cheek at the beginning, as you would have heard, and then it kind of just got a bit darker and twisted with just some crazy sort of Twisted House effects. It was really good. Guys, I'm here with the whole gang still. Martin, you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was just saying to the listeners, it was sort of started off tongue-in-cheeky and then just literally got mega twisted funhousey.
Yeah, it is what it said. It's a twisted house.
Yeah, basically. And it worked. And some good boobs in there.
Yeah, some very good boobs.
She had great boobs.
Very good boobs.
Great boobs.
Boobs.
Right. Speaking of good boobs, Han, you enjoy that, babe?
Yeah, I really, really liked it.
It was, I was just saying, it started off kind of naughty at the start, and then it just sort of got twisted funhousey.
Yeah, I really liked the mix of, like, sexual humour and Martin.
No one heard that, it was Martin burping.
Yeah. Fizzy apple juice.
And that's what I was saying, I liked the mixture of the... Yeah, the sex and the humour.
Yeah, totally. And then it just got even darker. And then, what about the chainsaw at the end? Were you okay with that?
No, I was at the back.
Yeah, I saw you running out. Check out our montage video for tonight to see him all running out of the maze. Kate Munro, you enjoy that?
I loved it. There were some really, really strong characters in it, which made it. There's some really unique scenes in there. And it was still full of intense scares and some typical kind of scenarios with performers, but then very scare mazy at the same time, so it's a good mixture, I felt.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I
actually
just want to add, what a playlist.
Oh yeah, but now we can hear. Don't stop believing it. And mini me of Kate Munro, Zoe, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was really fun.
It's really fun. There we go, really fun. Winner. Yeah, it was really good. We all enjoyed it. There was a specific scene in there that you had to get through bungee ropes. That was quite cool. It made it like an actual sort of fun house that you had to get through. The clown in that section was really awesome as well. What I do want to point out is that they've only had a short turnaround time really between Halloween and Christmas, and it feels like a whole new attraction. Like, apart from the first two rooms, maybe a corridor, everything seems sort of completely different.
Yeah,
totally. Sweet. Thanks. I think that brings us to the end. I think we're going to have a quick chat to the Twisted Fun House, Santa's Twisted House team now. The guys here at Warsaw Scare Maze have just sent the last group through. So we'll have a chat to them. And yeah, guys, if you can still get down here, they're still running for a few more nights. I'll let you know when we get back to the studio how many more nights they're running.
The 23rd
they're running to, Hannah just said. So get your tickets. We'll give you all that information when I send it back to ourselves in the studio. So for now, we'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Okay, so here we are.
Right, so we have just finished Bad Santa's Twisted House, Warsaw's only live festive scare attraction, open selected dates between the 5th of December and the 23rd. And we're here with Trixie. Trixie, how's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful, yeah? I don't know why I'm doing this accent, because I'm in character still, yeah? I have no wig on, but you can't see this.
It's okay, you can't see it. So, with Trixie, who's wearing some absolutely gorgeous over-the-knee boots.
Yes, they are huge, yeah? They're good for hiding all the imperfections in my varicose veins.
And they're not the only things that are huge on you.
No, my tits are too. But you can't see my penis out of my ass.
So, as you can guess, Bad Santa is a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Thank you so much to Trixie.
It's all right, love.
So, Trixie, how's it going?
No, it's really good. Thank you very much. How are you?
We're not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. So, this is a new attraction here for Christmas, but we also had the new attraction, The Groundsman, for Warsaw Scare Maze back in October. We came. It was awesome. What made you... Are you drawing yourself with your fake boob?
Yes.
let's speak a little bit about The Groundsman as well. The Groundsman, what sort of started you thinking about making an attraction here behind the pub? How did that sort of become what it is today?
excuse me.
We've got Christina Aguilera on in the background.
We're having a boogie. The rest of you can't see, the rest are dancing. The Groundsman, or the attraction, come about because, well, I mean, after 2000 and what are we in now? 17, yeah. So 2016, I was going to take 2017 out completely as a break. I've been a friend of Zach for many years, and he's like me, you, the rest of us, a complete theme park fanatic, and loves horror mazes. And I was always done something little at Halloween with attractions, and built his own. But this year he sort of come to me and said, you know, would you fancy going into something together and potentially open it to the public? And I said yes, even though I was going to take the whole year off. And so we did. And the hotel idea is not something new in my head. I mean, I've always wanted to do a bit of a hotel-style attraction ever since I had the other company. But we never managed to really do one. So I sort of come across to Zach and said, look, you know, I've got this idea of the hotel. The name, the virtual hotel, come from obviously the street that we're on. And it sort of went from there. We sort of sat down for weeks and weeks and come up with ideas and plans and a budget, which most people like us have gone straight over. And literally built what the hotel, you know, what the Warsaw Scare Maze was for Halloween, which was the Groundsman. The idea of the Groundsman, well, that has come from my head. Literally.
And twisted it is.
Yeah.
Along with Bad Santa's Twisted House. So you're back for a Christmas attraction. Only so many places actually run Christmas and festive attractions. We've been to a couple. But obviously it's not as big a market as Halloween. What we were really impressed with was how different Bad Santa's Twisted House is to the Groundsman. So, did you want to make sure it looked like a completely new attraction?
excuse me. Yeah, I mean, I am not one for laziness when it comes to sort of building attractions and changing things. You know what it's like yourself. When you're in the industry, when you go to an attraction and then potentially the next year, obviously, yes, we're new, so it didn't really count, but when you go to an attraction one year, go to it next year, you know, they change the theme, but the hotel or the theme of the Groundsman, you know, we changed a lot because I don't like people coming to an attraction and going, oh, well, this corridor's the same, this part of the attraction's the same, well, they've not really done much. I'm one for doing that. I'm bad for picking out things like that, and it's not a fault. I just don't like doing it. I like things new. Now, I know that costs money, and sometimes it's a bloody lot of hard work, and it is. You know, me and Zach have done most of this on our own. We've had a couple of the actors come in a few of the days as they do and help us with a bit of painting and things. But I don't like the idea of people coming back to an attraction in the same building and same plan as the last attraction we've done and walk around majority of it with no changes as such. Yeah. Parts of the beginning of our attraction are the same, however they've still got changes in, but you know, from sort of a quarter way into our attraction,
everything. The whole entire layout has completely changed. And we had to do that really as well to fit in some of the sort of ideas and the rooms that we wanted to put in. The layout, original layout for when the groundsman was built, wasn't suitable. As you know, right, the finale room, which was a whole scene, that had to be changed because I didn't want a whole scene at the end of Bad Santa's Twisted House, because Bad Santa's Twisted House is not, I say not as long, I haven't timed it, so I'm not sure how long
it's
it was.
About 9.5 minutes.
Yeah, so it's 9.5 minutes. So, okay, so it's a good sort of 5.5 minutes shorter than the groundsman, which we knew it was going to be shorter. And because of that, I didn't want to leave the final scene in, because if we'd left the final scene in, that was 1.5 minutes worth of scene, but, you know, that whole room, which you know the size of it yourself, is massive, so we could fit more into it, which is what I wanted to do. So, yeah, the main reason for changing it was to try and keep a good length of attraction and be able to fit in the sort of fun elements and scares that we fit in. Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
Awesome. So, Bad Santa's Twisted House, this episode is going out on the 21st of December, so you've still got a few more nights. How can the guys get their tickets to get to Bad Santa's Twisted House here in Warsaw?
Sorry, I just lost a tit. So, tickets are online at all the WBUs, warsawscaremaze.com or .co.uk, both. And also, they can go to our Facebook page as well. Search for Warsaw Scare Maze on Facebook and follow the links on there.
Awesome. Perfect. And it's definitely worth, if you want to do something a little bit different for Christmas.
And twisted.
A little bit twisted, a little bit bad. Come to Bad Santa's Twisted House. Trixie, thank you so much for having us.
No problem. Thank you for coming.
You're listening to
So there we go, guys. We had an awesome time at Bad Santa's Twisted House for Warsaw Scare Maze. A really awesome attraction, and it's so nice for the guys to let us come there and enjoy their attraction again. So Trixie, team, thank you so much. We had a great time. And guys, you've still got a few more nights to be able to get there. It's really, really fun. Definitely worth it. Just head over to the website now to get your tickets, www.warsawscaremaze.com. So that also brings us to the end of the episode and the end of the year. What an awesome 2017 it's been. We've got loads more listeners. We really had a spike in Halloween and a bit over Christmas now. Guys, thank you so much to our old fans, to our new fans, and to future fans. Thank you so, so much for listening to the Scare Track podcast. We are back bigger and better than ever in the new year. It's Mikey, Hannah and Sean back as usual with our two new on-location recruits, Martin and Miss Kate Monroe. We've got Valentine's events coming up, summer events coming up. Then it'll be Halloween again. And throughout the middle of the year, throughout the whole year, we'll have interviews with actors, designers, authors, everything. We've got loads lined up, guys. We're really excited. Our next episode that we'll be on will be on the 7th of January. Now, we are going on Haunt Chat Live. That's right. We are going live Sunday morning at 1 a.m. Sunday the 7th of January, 1 a.m. Why? Because it's American time and it's 8 a.m. 8 p.m., sorry, for those guys over in America. You can check that out live, youtube.com/hauntchatlive. Check out their Facebook page as well, facebook.com/hauntchatlive. We're going live, it's exciting, and it's nerve-wracking. So guys, thank you so, so much for listening. If you want to contact us, send us all your feedback, guys, the usual ways on our social media, facebook.com/scaretrack, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Just search the handle ScareTrack, add us. We'll always interact with you guys. We really, really do love it. If you want to contact us direct, contact the show via email. It's scaretrack@gmail.com. And to listen to the show, head over to iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere. You're listening to it now, tell your friends. Tell them to download it too. So guys, thank you so, so much for listening to the show. We hope you have a fantastic, fantastic Christmas and a very happy new year. So, to play us out, it's this episode's sponsor, the song Motormouth by the band Bad Mary. You can listen to Bad Mary now, just head over to their YouTube page, youtube.com/Bad Mary. You can also check out their website at www.badmary.com. That's badmary.com.
Up.